Alhamdulillah.
In a move that has stunned many, Egypt's first freely elected president, Mohamed Morsi, dismissed the Mubarak-era general prosecutor, Abdelmajid Mahmoud, and appointed him as Egypt's envoy to the Vatican. Shortly after Morsi sacked the prosecutor general, hundreds of Egyptians took to the streets to celebrate the decision and to call on President Morsi to hold on to his promises and bring justice to all those who were killed during the revolution which ousted longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak.
President Morsi took a courageous and bold step, but government institutions are still full of remnants of the old regime. We hope the sensitive cases the SAC general prosecutor was examining will not be destroyed or discarded.
On the other hand, the office of the prosecutor general, who was appointed by Mubarak, said that he has not accepted the decision and is still enjoying his powers according to the judicial authority law. Sharif Arubi, the spokesperson of the 6th of April movement, told Press TV that the resistance of the unpopular prosecutor general is unnecessary and is most likely to escalate tensions between the presidency and the Egyptian judiciary.
We wish the general prosecutor had not resisted President Morsi's decision, because this means tensions between the executive and judicial branches will escalate in the coming days. Many believe the judiciary still includes remnants of the previous regime.
Observers say Morsi wanted to calm public anger over the acquittal known as the Camel Battle. Many here welcomed Morsi's presidential decree, but have vowed to continue calling for the trial of the former ruling army generals as well as the perpetrators of the Battle of the Camel. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.